Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. As we just had Halloween pass us last week, it's not just haunted houses that can give us chills, and sometimes it's the thought of retirement. For many baby boomers and Gen Xers, the workday slogan may be ending soon, but lurking questions remain. How much money will you really need in retirement? Are your 401ks, IRAs, or pensions alive and well, or turning into financial zombies? When's the right time to awaken Social Security? These questions can rattle around like chains in a forgotten attic. So today, we'll shine a lantern into those cobweb corners, uncovering retirement mistakes that can spook your golden years, and talk about how to keep your plan from becoming a cursed tale. Before we enter the crypt of conversation, let me welcome my co-host, Jacqueline.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I mean, you are full of the one-liners today and just making all these metaphors. I'm shocked and I'm very, very impressed with you. But, you know, I know this last week with Halloween, it was scary with, you know, jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. And I know that now that we're entering the holiday season, it's extremely exciting. But it is also scary to think about retirement and also spending all this money in this next couple of months. So I'm excited to see kind of how you unmask some of these money myths that you speak of.
Well, today we're actually going to explore the haunted house of retirement planning today. We'll be guided by a recent Kiplinger article, 16 Retirement Mistakes You Will Regret Forever. But don't worry, what we'll uncover are all the treats, no tricks.
Well, don't keep us haunted and with curiosity here, Amanda. Unwrap the first treat and take it away.
The first is relocating without a plan. Sunshine and sandy beaches can call your sirens, but too many retirees pack up and move, only discover the dreams feel more like ghost towns.
So the enchanted castle turns out to be a creaky haunted house then.
That's correct. The slower pace, feeling like a stranger, and hidden costs like flood insurance can all strain a retirement budget. The smarter move is to test the waters before diving in. Rent first, spend real time in the community, and see if it feels like home.
Well, retirement should be a sweet treat, not a poisoned apple. I mean, plan carefully to avoid being haunted by buyer's remorse.
That's right. So the next phantom is calling for too good to be true offers. Retirees are often targeted by scammers promising spectacular rates with no risk or asking for quick donations.
Ooh, that's chilling, Amanda. If someone demands more money fast or pressures you for personal information, that's like a jack-o'-lantern's glowing with danger.
That's the warning signs, and they are very clear. So guarantee that sounds supernatural, requests for Social Security numbers, or discouraging you from seeking advice. The safe move is to research, check reviews, and consult trusted professionals before making any sort of financial decision.
Absolutely. Because otherwise, Amanda, that golden opportunity might just be a fool's gold and a curse on your savings.
That's true. Another lurking phantom is assuming you'll work forever. Surveys show nearly 4 in 10 people expect to retire at 70 or later. But health issues, layoffs, or undated skills can slam that coffin lid on those plans.
Amanda, that means work until I drop isn't really a plan. It's a ghost story.
That's true. You get an extra mini candy bar for that one. A better approach is to save early and often. If you do work later, that's wonderful, but it should be a bonus, not a lifeline.
Ooh, I like that. And that makes sense. A career may end unexpectedly, but solid savings are like garlic against financial vampires.
That's right. Procrastination may be the most dangerous ghoul of all. Delay too long and the math becomes terrifying. Start saving at 25 and you might only need $300 a month to reach $1 million nest egg. Wait until 50 and that jumps to about $3,000 a month.
Wow, that's scarier than a skeleton jumping out of the closet.
It's that simple. Start early and let compounding work its magic. It's one of the most powerful spells in finance. Social Security is another cursed crossroad. You can claim at 62, but doing so could shrink your benefit by around 30% for the rest of your life.
That's like carving your pumpkin too early. Once it's done, you're just stuck with the result.
By waiting until 70, benefits can actually increase by 8% per year after full retirement age. For couples, widows, and divorced spouses, there are special strategies to actually consider.
So the trick is patience, and the treat is a larger check.
That's right. So here's a real shadow in all of this. The scariest thing is trying to face these financial phantoms alone. From saving too little to falling for scams to moving without a plan, these mistakes can spook even the most prepared retiree. That's where working with a financial professional makes a difference. We can shine a lantern in the dark, calm the fears, and create a plan that replaces tricks with treats. Retirement doesn't need to feel cursed when you've got a trusted guide by your side.
Absolutely. And that's spellbinding, Amanda. What should listeners do if they want to learn more?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about frightful financial mistakes, your financial strategy, or any other part of your retirement. It is our goal here at Aspire to help you prepare for your retirement you've worked so hard for.
Well, thank you. And, you know, so far we've had a lot of metaphors, a lot of, you know, funny little anecdotes that we have made. And so I've just got goosebumps already. What's the next skeleton in this closet of yours, Amanda?
There is one true graveyard blunder. Borrowing your 401k is tempting because it's your money. Most plans let you take out a loan and pay it back with interest over 5 years. But the real curse is the opportunity cost.
Ooh, why is that so spooky?
Because the moment you borrow, what you contribute often stops. That means you lose your employer match, which is essentially free money, and miss out on the growth from both the skipped contributions and the borrowed cash. It's like locking compounding interest in a crypt.
Oh, and if you leave your job before the loan is repaid, that ghost rises up as a taxable distribution plus a 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half. That sounds like a real financial vampire.
Exactly. You can also repay the loan with after-tax dollars only to be taxed again later when you withdraw in retirement. That's financial deja vu. Better to explore other options like health savings accounts, student loans, and even home equity lines before raiding your retirement tomb. Here's a phantom mistake you might not expect. Decluttering too far. Retirees often want to simplify for their kids so that they start tossing belongings, but some junk is more like a skeleton key because it's essentially if trouble comes later, you don't have anything to fall back on.
Well, that means that tossing old records could unleash more than just dust bunnies, Amanda?
That's right. Bingo. So doctors, lawyers, and accountants may be legally required to keep records. And for everyone, tax returns, proof of home improvements, or tax account contributions can be crucial years later down the road. Shred the wrong thing and you could be haunted by higher taxes or legal headaches.
It's best to declutter wisely then. keep the broken clocks out, but guard the paperwork that keeps the IRS specters at bay.
That's right. So another mistake that casts a long shadow is putting the kids first at the expense of your own retirement. So covering tuition or weddings feels generous, but it can actually backfire.
I'm with you on that one. As scary as college bills are, nothing's more chilling than going broke yourself.
Yes, and smarter spells, including 529 plans, scholarships, grants, or starting at a community college before transferring to a four-year university may help.
Well, because here's the truth, Amanda. You can borrow for school, but you can't borrow for retirement. Ignore that, and you may end up haunting your kid's basement instead.
Taking care of your retirement first, that way you'll be strong enough to support your children without cursing your own future. Next on our ghostly tour are timeshares. They sparkle like treasure maps, guaranteed vacations, flexible swaps, sunny destinations, but beneath the glossy brochures lurk cobwebs.
That looks like a golden key is really a cursed contract.
That's right. Thousands in upfront costs, annual fees that never die, and high travel costs to get to those dream spots. And if you regret the purchase, good luck trying to sell it, because the resale market is crowded with skeletons and scammers wait in the shadows.
So while a timeshare can feel like a forever vacation, Amanda, it can also drain your cauldron of cash for years to come.
Yep. Look before you leap, and you might find your paradise turning into a financial graveyard. And here's one for the most terrifying ghouls, ignoring the cost of long-term care. Even healthy retirees eventually feel the weight of time, and the price tag can devour savings faster than a werewolf under a full moon.
What kind of costs are we talking about?
Well, currently, average are over $5,000 a month for assisted living and $6,000 plus for memory care and $30 an hour for in-home help. So Medicare doesn't cover most of it. Even a strong nest egg can crumble without planning.
What options do people have to guard against that monster?
Well, some consider long-term care insurance, which can help cover part of that expense. Premiums can be high, but the protection can be worth it. Others explore qualified longevity annuity contracts which provide guaranteed income starting later on in life. Neither is perfect, but doing nothing is far worse.
Pretending it won't happen is like leaving the candy bowl outside with a sign that says, "Please take one." And truly, it'll be gone in a flash.
That's right. Especially in my neighborhood, it definitely will be. I think I tried that this year and I looked out and it was gone in 5 minutes. So if you have to face the fear head on and plan early, that way long-term care doesn't become a skeleton that drags you down in your golden years.
Ooh, that was chilling. We've unmasked some creepy mistakes already, and there are still more shadows lurking in retirement planning.
That's right. So after we explore more of the mistakes that can curse your retirement, if you're not careful, including neglecting estate planning and borrowing against your home.
Absolutely. Well, and so far, we've discussed a lot of retirement mistakes that can haunt people and derail their future plans, Amanda. What's next on our haunted list?
Well, we just mentioned estate planning. So another phantom mistake is actually neglecting estate planning. Some think it's only for the wealthy, but even modest estates need a plan. Without a will, probate courts decide who gets what, and that can feel like wandering through a legal battle.
So skipping a will is like letting the crypt creeper decide when your treasure goes.
Precisely. So retirement is a perfect time to update documents, review your will, check beneficiaries on all your retirement accounts, and consider powers of attorney for both financial and healthcare. Advance directives are crucial too. They make sure your wishes are clear if you can't speak for yourself.
Well, otherwise, Amanda, your loved ones could be left fighting over the bones of your estate, and that's a nightmare no family wants.
That's right. So estate planning isn't about wealth. It's about clarifying and compassion. But your wishes are in writing, so your legacy doesn't become a cursed mystery. Our next mistake is borrowing against your home. So for retirees who are house rich but cash poor, tapping equity can feel tempting, but adding debt when your income is fixed can also be a dangerous trick.
So Amanda, what should people do instead of opening that cursed cauldron?
Well, you can actually explore other ways to lower housing costs. So downsizing to a smaller home, relocating to a cheaper area, or even renting out part of your home can reduce expenses without a new loan. So tiny homes and RV living may work for some, but think carefully about long-term needs. You must borrow, proceed with caution. Options include cash out refinance, a home equity line of credit, or even a HELOC. You could potentially look at a reverse mortgage, but each has their own risks, tax rules, and long-term consequences. The key here is to actually understanding them fully before signing.
So your house can be a castle or a financial crypt, depending on the choices that you make.
That's right. So here's a phantom people rarely think about. So failing to plan on how you're actually spending your time. A career provides structure, but once it's gone, the days can echo like an empty tomb.
Yes. And I've heard of retirees going back to work just to fight the boredom, like ghosts sneaking back into the office.
That's a good analogy, Jacqueline. That's right. That's why it's so important to plan for meaning. A part-time job doing something you enjoy, volunteering, or turning a hobby into something maybe a little bit bigger. Even going back to school, because many colleges offer low-cost or free classes at or when you retire.
Well, ultimately, retirement isn't just about the money. It's about avoiding the curse of aimless wandering.
That's true. The trick is to design your retirement around both finances and purpose. That's how you keep the shadows from creeping in. Another lurking treat is to ignore inflation. So prices rose slowly, but over 20 or 30 years, inflation can eat away at purchasing power like termites in a coffin.
So what I'm hearing, Amanda, is that nest egg might look big today, but under that full moon, it could shrink to a skeleton.
Retirees need retirements that can actually grow over time to outweigh inflation. That doesn't mean chasing risky returns before balancing stocks, bonds, and other assets wisely, but it means planning for inflation and keeping your cauldron of savings from boiling dry.
Well, and failing to account for inflation is like ignoring the slow drip in the basement. Sooner or later, you're going to be flooded.
Still, another mistake is avoiding the stock market completely. Some retirees fear volatility and retreat entirely to cash or bonds, but hiding in the shadows can also be just as risky.
Wait, so Amanda, playing it too safe can actually be the curse?
That's right. So without some growth-oriented investments, your portfolio may not be keeping pace with inflation or last through decades of retirement. The key here is to balance via stocks for growth, bonds for stability, and strategic planning for all the rest of your needs.
Well, listeners, don't hide in the crypt. Step into the light with a balanced plan and a financial planner in your corner. Anything else before the moon drifts behind the clouds?
Well, listeners can actually reach us at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about frightful financial mistakes, your financial strategy, or any other part of your retirement. It is our goal to help you prepare for retirement you've worked so hard for.
Well, I love that. And that concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.